Saratoga Grassroots Solutions, Kenny speaking.
Kenny, what's going on? This is John of Local Splash. How are you doing?
Oh, hey, John, how are you doing? I'm good.
I'm great, man. How are you feeling? I'm a married man now.
Yeah. It was a chaotic week. I did get your voicemail, and I apologize for not getting back to you.
You're good, man. You're good.
I totally
agree. Don't even apologize, man. That's a celebration for, you know, something that comes once in a lifetime like that. You know what I mean? So I'm very happy for you.
Twice in a lifetime so far.
Twice? All right. Well, hey, when you come with this one then? How about that, right? It'll be the last one.
Yeah. It has to be the last one. Go. She owns half the company, so
Oh, wow.
I can do now.
Yep.
No,
hey,
this is the right one. So.
There you go.
The last time I got married, I was in the Marine Corps, and I was just getting married to get out of the barracks. So.
Gotcha, man. Yeah, I had a lot. So my whole family joined the military. I'm the only one that didn't, so I hope that doesn't offend or anything, you know. I did teach in the military,
for
martial arts, so that's about it.
I was the first one to join the military since any of my grandparents. Everyone else in my family went into the medical field. They all make a ton of money, and I don't.
Man. You know, it's rough what you guys go through, but, yeah, thank you for your service. I know a lot of people just say that out loud and everything, but I really mean that, man. I know what you guys go through and stuff, in and out of it. So, I really appreciate you guys.
I don't know how the rest of your family explains it, but I always tell people it's the most fun I never want to have a guest.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've heard both some crazy things and amazing things too. So I mean, I guess for every person, it's a little bit different. You know, depends on what time or what year you joined in. I feel like too. You know, so and what branch. So it's pretty wild stuff.
Yeah, I was in the Marine Corps. So I mean, I got out when I was 29. And
okay.
So back in 2015, I always tell people like the peacetime Marine Corps sucks. It's so boring. Like.
Really?
It's just a peacetime Marine Corps. You're not really working up towards anything. You're just getting yelled at a lot. And it's just bullshit. It's the whole time.
Oh, man. Yeah, no thanks.
it was my thing, too. I'm like, all right, time to do something else. And so here I am.
There you go. So, Kenny, talk to me. Is this something you're still willing to go ahead and make this happen, or where are we at?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Let me just figure something out. 7 and 8 is 15. Okay, yeah, let's, I got some contractors who are fucking me over on some payments.
No, you're good, man.
I was just making sure that it was good to go still. This one guy, I drove down to the bank a second ago, but they're closed, my time until 1 o'clock. I'm going to end up having to go after him in court, which sucks because it costs money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's got a flip house, and I'm also in the process of putting a lien on that flip house. So he's going to pay.
Yeah. That's going to screw his life up if not, man. So that's
it's crazy. I mean, it's not like it's a huge amount of money, but being such a small business as I am, like, it is.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, it doesn't seem like a lot to some people, you know, for the amount that it is, you know, it's less than $2,000, but I'm sitting here going like, yeah, but I need that. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, money's money. And not to mention, like, the time and effort put involved in that, too, that costs something as well. You know what I'm saying? So not just the work, you know?
I mean, I wouldn't even
care.
I just broke even. I would have been happy breaking even.
Right.
So I had a lot of money and material, so.
Throw a dog a bone, man.
I'm dealing with all types of stuff from right before the wedding that happened. Because also the other thing was I had ordered hoodies and hats to this company. I got stuff from before, and everything came in the wrong color. And they were going to work with me on it, and now they're not answering their phones.
Oh, man. Of course.
That's the one on Monday back to work. And it's so hard. I'm a nice, easygoing person, so I hate when I have to be like mean to people. But
Well, you can't take your kindness for a weakness, you know. So,
oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, put it down.
So, anyways, what we were talking before, it was 3:48 to start, correct?
Correct. Yep. But $249 month to month. Yeah.
And then $249 month to month. I think I don't think I wrote that down. I pulled the notes out.
Yep. And I'm going to make sure, even after payment here, Kenny, don't hang up. I want you to stay on the phone with me so you see your invoice of everything. The breakdown that we discussed is in there. That way, if you have questions or concerns, I can address that while on the phone with you. I don't want to play that phone tag stuff. It's a relationship, man. I want to make sure you're building it off strong from the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this is going to give me, this is, like I said, we covered this before. I'm just double checking on all of this.
You're good, man.
This isn't just covering for maps, like Google Maps. This is going to, you're going to work to get me at the top of Google listings for like keywords that we discussed and things like that.
Correct. Yeah, it's going to look organic too. It's not going to be an ad. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of ads, especially for that, you know, they just breeze right through it. We don't want that. We want quality calls coming to you and not missing opportunities. So yes, first page of Google, and you're going to be on the 60 different directories that you get to choose from as well. If I can give you a suggestion here, Kenny, don't choose them all, right? It's not like before where it helped your ranking system. It's just to make sure your name is out there to get more opportunities. But some directories in that area have a lot of spam or robocalls that come through instead. So just give you a heads up. What I'll do is I'll set up a day and time for you to get our team to introduce themselves to you, because I want to make sure they're on the same page. But they're going to be working with you day in, day out pretty much anytime you need them, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. I'm going to give you that phone number as well. But yeah, I want to make sure that they communicate with you and say, hey, listen, these directories are real good for you in this area, and these aren't. You know, they'll be very transparent about it. Okay.
Cool. Yeah. That's the main thing is, like, with some of these keywords, I want to make sure I come up on top, so that way, I am. We're a hard market over here. There's a lot of garage door companies, and
yeah.
I'm getting the installs and the replacements, but I'm not getting the repairs right now, which is, like, that's a big money maker. That's one of my primary concerns, is that when people are Googling, like, hey, I got a broken spring, like, I'm showing up 12th in the list. I got 11 companies on top of me that, and so then people aren't scrolling down that far.
Right. And this will definitely help with, you know, building that up on the ranking there, because we want to make sure. So there's only so far you can go with just reviews. It's a combination of reviews and also your traffic, right? So we want to make sure, and talking about traffic, we use target marketing ads through the Facebook, right? Because Facebook has double conversion rates than Google, believe it or not. So it's included in your package. If I give you advice, use it, utilize it, right? The only thing we don't do is talk to your customers. So if they reach out to you through Facebook, just make sure you're available for that. You know what I mean? The ball's in your court.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We got the Facebook page for the company, and I run two ads on that nonstop. So I'm constantly getting. That's where I'm getting all my work right now. But I'd rather have it the organic side of.
Yeah.
Someone goes on Google and hey, there I am.
Yes. Well, this is going to definitely help a lot. That's perfect, man, because it's time consuming adding ads on Facebook, pictures and stuff like that. Let our team, utilize our team. They'll do that for you. Just tell them, hey, I want to keep it updated every week, or, you know, put an ad like this every other day, or whatever the case may be. Let them know. That way they can make that happen for you, okay?
Okay, yeah, as I say, on the Facebook side of things, I update that quite often. I'm pretty good at staying on top of that and running the ads that I'm running.
Okay, cool.
And constantly putting pictures. And then the side that I suck at is remembering to also load those pictures into under the Google page.
That's where we come in.
And then,
okay.
And then I've been following up with customers to get Google reviews. I don't know. They people just are idiots, because they leave me a review either on my ad or they leave me a review on my website. My little fill in the blank piece there, and.
Let me take a look at this website again. Because I put in the notes here.
Anymore.
Yeah, let me see here.
It's probably down. I haven't checked it. I've been out for a little over a week.
Listen, it's working. I see it. It's working. Yeah, the double garage door right in the bam, oh, yeah, right there. Saratoga's Garage Door Experts.
Screenshot the shit out of it. I just did the same thing you did. I'm going to screenshot the shit out of this because, like I said, I got rid of them earlier in the week, or earlier in the month, I mean, but it was a 30-day, I had to give them 30 days notice, so.
Yeah, so take screenshots of things that you, how you want it to look. I put this included in your package. So we can use the same domain name if you own that domain name, that way we're not confusing the customers.
Yep.
Develop a new one for you. We'll put that link in there for if they want to leave a review on your website, it'll automatically take them to the Google reviews as well, too. So that way it's going, you're killing two birds with one stone there. Okay.
Great. Yeah, that form fill that's on there. That's, I get so many reviews on the form fill, and I don't know what to do with those.
If it's like, in I'm there like, oh, on this website. Oh, go ahead.
There's a testimonials page, like, you know.
Yeah,
like
that's
all
I was going to go with. Yep.
Yep.
Okay. So we'll use it for the testimonials on there. Okay, so let's go ahead and do this. Very first thing is let's start getting things ready for Google because Google's been very strict about who they verify and put up on there for the customers, right? So I need to make sure we do everything by the book here. Kenny, it's Kenneth, right? That's full name?
Yeah, and as we speak, my computer just says it ran into a problem and needs to restart. God damn it.
You're okay. You don't need the computer, man. I just need to ask a few
okay,
questions
yeah.
here. Yeah. Kenneth, how do you spell your last name?
Howard. It's Howard. H-O-W-A-R-D.
Oh, I thought you said Powers, man. I was like, get out of here. All right. And then phone number, everything's identical. I remember that. Now, far as in case if they send a postcard in the mail to you with the PIN number to get you verified.
So I have verified on Google.
You know, that was the thing. I remember you mentioning this, and every single time I pop up your name in there, it pops up a different business. O'Leary Overhead Door LLC pops up.
It pops up O'Leary when you put my name in?
That's what it shows. O'Leary Overhead.
Because they're the ones who hacked my account. They're the ones who hacked my account a couple months ago.
No way.
Yeah, way. I used to work for them, and when I left, the owner's son definitely knows what he's doing with technology, and I ended up catching him because I snooped his Facebook, and on his Facebook had all of my information because he was logged into two accounts, and I threatened them, and I thought that was taken care of because I was like, hey, if this continues, I'm going to sue you. I guess
that is
the voice. I'm curious about that.
Yeah, you can check it out when the computer's up and running again. Yeah, every time I put in your business name, I was like, maybe I'm messing something up. So I even put like the city and state. Like I'm like, what the heck is going on here? But no, yeah, O'Leary Overhead Door pops up every single time.
I mean, because they've been popping up on top of me. They got a much bigger budget than I do for this type of stuff. But if you're putting in Saratoga Garage Door Solutions and they're popping up, I'm wondering if they use my company name as a keyword.
Well, this is what I suggest then. Until you can get whatever the solution is for, you know, if you need to take them to court and things like that, because that I'm not going to get involved in this, but if it was me, man, I would be all over that because that's messed up. I'm sorry.
I'm going to be.
Yeah. But so for the meantime, we could get this really expedite quickly. This is being verified through Google is we specialize in that, man. I want to make sure you get on the first page of Google though. So
I am verified through Google. So I am 100%. I know that.
Okay. All right. So then I'll keep note in here. What is the address that you have for the business then for that?
704 Saratoga Road.
Saratoga Road. Okay. And that's
number
the same zip code, right? 12831?
Yeah, but it's Saratoga Road number 2.
Oh, number 2. Okay.
Yep. And then it's still 12831.
Okay, cool. Just so that way we have this there.
So we don't list that because that's my home address. Office is at my house. So we just list the Gansford, New York.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's what I would suggest on that too. At least show the area that you'll be working in service to. but we don't have to put the actual physical address on there. It's just for Google on this part here, for them to have a physical file. So the next part is tomorrow. I know you just came back from vacation and everything, man, but do you have an hour window to speak with our team tomorrow so that way they can go over your website, Facebook ads, all that?
Can we do it later in the day?
Yeah. I mean, we could do it super late if you want, like 6 o'clock to 7 if you wanted to.
If we could do it sooner than that. I know I got an install in the morning, and then I possibly repair. I don't know. I haven't decided if I'm going to put that on the schedule or not. I got to get to it at some point. I just don't know if I want to. So we do it like, what would you say, 4 o'clock my time?
4 o'clock? I got you. I'll put you in here.
4 o'clock my time, which I don't know if that is earlier in the day for you guys, but.
I'm on East Coast with you. Our team is going to be, they're from California, so they'll be calling from PST time, so they'll be 1 o'clock their time, and it'll be 4 o'clock your time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email right now. And that way you have a second form of contact for me as well, in case if you lost the email or anything like that. And all you need to do is just hit yes on your side, nothing further. Our team will hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, though, okay? So I want to make sure that we set that there. It's coming from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got it, okay?
All right.
And I'm going to put a reminder for them right now, too.
JSEO, here we are.
Wow, that was quick. All right, beautiful.
Yeah, I'm doing it off my phone now because, like I said, the computer's still, I don't know what it's doing.
Hey, at least it's not like back in the day. Do you remember that when to sign on the internet, it was like, ding, ding.
Yeah.
And if someone called, they're like, I would piss me off, man, because someone would call and it would take me right off the internet. I had to do it all over again. I'm like, oh, gosh.
I remember all that and downloading music and LimeWire.
Yes, sir. Oh, my God. Good old days. All right. Hey,
I did click yes, but it brings me to my calendars. Kitty, I see you. I got a noisy cat, so.
Okay.
She has interrupted so many meetings. What am I going to do?
Good, man. You got just one cat, or you got many?
We got three cats and a dog, so, yeah.
Three cats and a dog. They all get along?
I brought my cats into this marriage, and I raised them on my own for the longest time. I lived by myself for the longest time and just had a great life as a single, guy in his 30s. It was awesome. So I raised these two cats, and they love me, and they love some other people, but they don't really seek attention from anyone else. They don't seek attention from the dog. They get pissed off at him and whatnot. Where my wife's cat, I mean, that thing, it loves anybody.
Oh, okay. So you have both worlds of different types of personalities there. They're like kids, man, you know?
Well, my cat just got used to living in a house with just us, so.
All of a sudden, they got two kids and all these other animals. I mean, we've been here for over a year, so.
There you go.
Used to it as they're going to get.
Oh, man. All right. Let me see. What's going on with that email, though? I just want to make sure because I want to make.
So
I don't want
yes,
that to.
I got it here. I clicked yes, and it brings me to my calendar.
Google calendar? Okay,
yeah.
So as long as you hit yes on there, they'll hit yes. It'll show them hitting yes on their side too, okay? The next part, because we're going to clean things up for you on your Google Business profile, what's your hours of operations? Like, how would you like to be found? Monday through Friday, 24/7, or what?
So it's Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Okay.
Saturday by appointment only.
Okay, perfect. And then also, how would you like to be contacted by your customers? Do phone, text, email, or all three?
All three.
Oh, there it is.
Whoever's convenient on their end.
Okay, cool, cool. I think that's very smart, just because you never know how customers like to reach out in general, you know?
It's different on the age group. So, like, the younger generation likes to text, and the older generation likes to call.
Yeah. I guess I'm the older generation now.
I am, too. Everyone likes a phone call. So.
If someone said happy birthday to me through text, I kind of get a little, like, offended in a sense if they're close with me. Like, you can't pick up the phone.
When you start getting texts from me, it's because I want documentation.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for real. That's true. That's true.
So
that's
me just documenting that I did reach out and I did my end.
Yeah. I got a paper trail, buddy.
Exactly.
There you go.
Text and email.
Yes, sir. All right, and now, Kenny, also, as far as your target market or your areas, again, this goes up to 50 miles out. Do you want to hit specific areas? Yeah. You want to hit all 50?
Hit all 50. All 50 miles out. 50 miles in any direction I'll go. All
right, beautiful. And again, you know, I know you're getting sick of me, tired of me saying this, but anytime you need to adjust that or, you know, change things up, utilize our team, give them a call.
Now, if I went with a smaller radius, would it hit harder for the smaller radius?
No, it wouldn't hit harder. It's just, that's why I was asking, if you want to hit specific areas to hit harder on, then that, I want to make sure we have that in there.
I did a 50 mile radius on the one that I had set up with Triumph. I had service areas. I did select, looks like five service areas.
Okay, what we got
there as well. I don't know if you want to put those in there.
Yeah. I mean, if there's specific areas that you know you can make some most profits at, I want to make sure that's in there then.
Yeah, they're the closer areas. So it's Gansburg, New York. If you need to spell it, let me know.
Yes, please. My spelling's horrible.
No, it's fine. It's a tricky one. So it's GANSEV, as in Victor, OORT.
I would have never guessed that, man. What the heck?
I know.
All right. What else we got?
Glens Falls. Glens is plural. GLENS.
Okay. Falls. All right.
Then I put Saratoga County.
Of course. Okay.
Warren County. WARREN. And I changed that last one. The other one's Albany, but I'd rather have like Saratoga, Gansford, Albany. Let's go with I'm thinking here. I'm trying to think of Clifton Park.
Clifton Park? Okay.
Yeah.
And again, tomorrow when you talk to our team, they're going to go over that again just to make sure we have it right, make sure I did still keep to a good spelling here, and if, Casey, you need to add more and stuff like that, you can do so, okay? Remember, it's all included in your package.
Okay.
Now, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only? Do you check, Zelle, Venmo, or anything like that?
Yep, so we do check, cash, Venmo,
okay,
and PayPal.
PayPal, perfect.
Is Venmo I use? Let me make sure it's Venmo I use. Yeah, it's Venmo. Okay.
It is. Okay. We have an option, too, just giving you a heads up. If you want to add it, we have no partake in it or partner with them, but for PayPal on your website, if you want the customers to, like, set up a payment something before your service or anything or appointment and stuff, there's an option to do that. And we don't take any cut from that or anything of that nature. We just make sure you have a feature if you needed it.
No, that's all right. Cause what I do is I end up just sending them like a payment request.
Okay.
For like the deposit that's required, and then the only reason I have Venmo is because this one contractor who hasn't paid me still. So,
really?
Hey, can I pay you with Venmo? And I said sure. So he gave me my deposit, and then I tried to bill him on Venmo, and that wouldn't go through. And he said, oh, you gotta do a PayPal. So I set up a PayPal account, which is why we have PayPal, and crickets. Now I got crickets on the other end of that. So
Zelle, have you heard of Zelle?
Yeah, someone else mentioned Zelle.
very safe and it's very reliable. Again, this is not coming from local splash. It's coming from my experience. I use Zelle all the time, especially for my side business. It's bank to bank, but just by their phone number. Because their phone number, they set up their own account through their bank. So it's instant and there's no charges for it. They don't tax or anything like that. So something to look into.
Yeah, I'll definitely check into it. Yeah, I had another customer ask me the other day. He's like, he takes Zelle, and I'm like, we take Venmo. And he's like, ah, oh, too bad.
Yeah. You know. Oh, dang.
But then he pulled, I did the work. Then he pulled cash out of his pocket, and I'm not happier with cash. So
yeah, I was going to say, cash is way better, man. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see cash.
Yeah. Cash it is. And then I do have to ask, I already know the answer, but you're licensed and insured in the area?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. All right, cool. And then also, let's go over those keywords. Again, I just want to make sure that our team has something to start with. That way they're not starting from scratch when they talk to you tomorrow. They're going to know how to help you. But at the same time, you could always add more later. I do remember you mentioning that you want to really focus on the repairs, so garage repairs, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so the keywords I got here, luckily, before my computer decided to do its thing, I printed this old email out from the other company. And
okay.
Luckily, right before everything went down, I had a paper copy printed.
Nice.
So they put garage door repair.
Okay, garage door repair. Okay.
Garage door service.
Okay.
Garage door opener.
Opener, okay.
Garage door supplier.
Okay.
Garage door contractor.
Okay.
I don't know if I like that one. I'm gonna put a star next to it. Garage door installation.
Installation. Okay.
Garage door spring repair.
Spring repair. I feel like I see that very often. I even typed that before on Google, and I mentioned that a long time ago.
I think we should do, like, there should be one that says garage door broken spring.
I don't, honestly, why not? It doesn't hurt you, and you'll be able to track it all, so
like,
you could see, you know? But if it's not making you money and good profits, it's not worth your time, then that's when I would say don't put it in. But if it is making you good profit, you know?
I think garage door broken spring is gonna be a better hit.
Broken spring.
What I'm looking
to. Okay, I'll put that in.
Garage door replacement.
Replacement. Yep. Okay.
I got. Once again, I don't know if I like it. Garage door maintenance.
Yeah.
I like that one though.
Some people will put it like that. Honestly, I could see that.
Okay. I mean, I work in this, so for me it's hard because I'm like, I don't know what a normal person would put in.
Yeah,
true.
When you're in it, you know, you have so much knowledge, so you're like, I wouldn't call that, but you never know. Yeah.
Emergency garage door service. How about we put emergency garage door repair?
Garage door repair. Yeah, that sounds more.
And then professional garage door company. Sort of.
Fashionable? Really? Okay.
That's what's on here. If you got a better idea, I got professional garage door company.
I was going to say professional, maybe. Yeah.
We're sort of professional. We're laid back.
Yes, sir. All right. I got you, partner. Let's see.
So, I mean, I wouldn't lie to you. If we do anything after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I probably got a beer crack. So as long as I don't have to go back out on the road and I know no one's going to call that I have to go to. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's time to have a beer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got to crack open a cold one. Yep.
All right. Actually, so you're in California, so you're in the same situation we're at over here in New York, where marijuana's legal, too. No.
I'm in Pennsylvania now. Our company's in California. Yeah.
I just left Pennsylvania. We stayed in Gettysburg for 2 nights. I just got back yesterday from there.
Stop, really?
Yeah. And it was funny because, so in New York, of course, weed's legal.
And so we went Syracuse, Ocean City, Maryland, and then did 2 days in Gettysburg. And in Gettysburg, like, I rolled a joint, we smoked it, and then I forgot that it was in my pocket, and I went into, like, a shop. And the lady kept accusing this other lady of smelling like me. Like, the cashier at the thing kept saying this other lady smelled like weed, and I'm like, yeah, that's me. And then I got back, I got out of there, and I Googled it. I'm like, can I, like, is weed legal in Pennsylvania? And it was like, no. And I'm like, oh,
nah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I think it's Washington, D.C., though. In Washington, it is. So it's like, if you cross over there, people just do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I had no idea. This lady was like, I'm going to get in trouble if someone walks in, this and that. And, like, I didn't tell her it was me.
Oh, that's hilarious, man. That's hilarious. Yeah, I record a lot. I can't say too much. I had a friend of mine, but he went from California to Colorado at the time. We were in there. And I thought, okay, this is my fault, but I was like, yeah. And this is way back when they only made it for medical, legal, for the medical only. And so he literally lights one up right in front of a police officer. I'm like, what are you doing? And the funny thing is, I mean, he didn't do anything. But I found out afterwards that, no, it's for medical, not for, like, recreational. You can't be doing that, John. I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't know that, man. I got in big trouble.
Yeah,
so it was pretty wild in Colorado.
Yeah, no, that's what, here in New York, I mean, it took a little bit of time before, like, caught on, but I mean, like, my neighbors down the road, like, 6 houses down the road, I mean, they're growing up plants. I think hopefully they cut it already because it's getting cold out. But it ran out in their front yard. I mean, like, I'm like, this is wild. Like, I never thought that I could, you know, do any of this stuff legally. And, because I mean, in college, back before I enlisted in the Marine Corps, I mean, I had 3 possession tickets for marijuana.
Really? Oh, man. Does that get taken off your record, things like that, because it's legal now? Just out of curiosity.
It wouldn't be on my record. So luckily, in college, if you just pled, like, no contest, it was a $50 fine. It was like a
really?
Ticket. Yeah.
What?
And after I learned that the first time, I stopped caring.
Right. I don't think anyone would care at that point.
I'm like, oh,
all right, good to know.
Sucks. Okay. All right, well, anyway.
Oh my God. All right. So Kenny, I just sent over everything over to our team, and I know I put you on the spot. So I put in parentheses that you may want to add more. So when they go over that stuff and you're like, you know what? I decided to take this keyword out or add something in. They're more than welcome to go ahead and accommodate for that. Okay. So just make sure you're aware of that.
Okay.
The next part here, I want to make sure everything's under recording to protect you. Okay. We call it the voice verification, where I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify who you are. So try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have questions or concerns, ask me around my tracks. I'll be more than happy to answer, as you know. But I'm going to put the pricing in there as well, so that way you're grandfathered in for the life of you being with us at that pricing. And then also, I'm going to, knock on wood, I mean, if you ever decide to part ways in the future, I'll tell you how to do that in the recording, okay? So without further ado, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Saratoga Garage Door Solutions, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Kenneth Howard, owner.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for a second. Kenny, I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash and they're calling you. We're going to set up a security question and answer. Anytime we call in, we'll always ask the security question. We will never give your answer out either. Okay, so if they don't know anything about a security question, hang up the phone right away, and I want you to call that 877 number that you have, okay?
Perfect. Can I tell you a quick story? Because about 2 months ago, I got a phone call from someone pretending to be with Triumph, and they wanted all of my keywords. They said, we need to go over your keywords again. And I said, I don't know who you are. And I hung up and I called Triumph and they said, we don't know who they are.
Whoa. Yeah, that's crazy. That could even be a competitor, or you never know.
It was. Had you been a competitor who wanted my keywords? Because at that point in time, we were popping up at the top of Google all the time. I didn't give them anything. You know, I treat it like, you know, you would. Someone calls and wants your credit card number. You're like, let me call you back.
Yeah. That's actually, technically that is asking for your credit card, thinking about it, because that's your money that's getting you your business, so. All right, yep. Yeah, I'm glad. All right, we're on the same page on this. All right, I'm going to continue here. Here we go. do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, and last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Let's see here. Where am I? All right, here we go. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on September 25th in the non-refundable amount of only $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 25th of every month in the amount of only $249. So from there on, it will be recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. As promised, man, I just want to make sure you're protected on all that, okay?
I understand.
Yeah. Now, Kenny, this is a security question part here. You can make up any answer you want. Just make sure you don't forget your own answer. I don't want you locked out of your own account, okay? So we have 3 choices. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
So the city I was born in.
Okay, perfect. And what would that answer be?
Niskayuna.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love this. Okay, how do you spell that?
Niskayuna.
Niskayuna. That sounds Japanese to me, man. What the heck?
I don't know. Like Indian, like Native American, or what it is. Miss Kimura.
I like it. No one will ever get that one, I think. All right, cool. So remember, that will never change, okay? And we will never get that answer out, okay?
Perfect.
Yep. Now, the last part here is payment here. So, Kenneth, as far as on the card, does it show Kenneth Howard, or does it say Kenny Howard? How does it show on there?
So on the card, actually, it says Tracy Brown.
What the heck? Tracy Brown? All right.
So
who's
my,
Tracy
my
Brown?
Is Tracy Brown's, he's now Tracy Howard, but the card still says Tracy Brown. She is our CFO. She does all the money stuff. So the whole time that we were talking before, and I was telling you I blew the budget on the advertising, I'm not allowed to do this. Her telling me I'm not allowed to do this. Because he pays attention to how much money is in the account and what I can spend and what I can't spend and what we need and what we don't have.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But
so,
I'm an authorized user because I actually own, or not own, but I'm on the bank account.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, we're good.
Okay, cool.
If they have any problems, if you had to run through the questionnaire, we can always do that again later with her.
No, you're good. What I do suggest it, because I have to put whoever's making payments on there, the account has to be under that name. So I'm going to put in the notes here that you are, you did the voice verification of the verification of that anyway, so that's okay. So
I'm an authorized user on the account. So that's
exactly. So then we're perfectly fine.
He keeps me from spending more than I have.
Now, do you want me to put her as an authorized user on the account as well then?
Why not?
You know, just in case, right? Because she's going to be on the card.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Brown.
It's going to get confusing, though, because now she's Tracy Howard.
That's okay.
Okay.
So I put that in there. Pow. Okay. And then I'm assuming... she's like, you're spending the money, man. No. Kenny, I'm... the address, the billing address to that card, though, is it the 704 Saratoga Road, or is there a different address?
Yeah, that's the 704 Saratoga Road. That's correct.
Oh, okay, cool. And then what kind of payment method are we using?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay, perfect. So for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
5154 1725 1382 4334.
Perfect. And the expiration date?
0128.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code?
160.
One more time, just in case. I want to make sure I got that right.
Security code's 160.
Okay, perfect. Yep, good. Good to go. All right, so before I process any payment, now you know I wasn't lying, I want to hit refresh like 3 times just to make sure that pricing stays the same on the account, because it is a very big discounted rate that we have you at, okay? So I want to make sure of that. All right, cool. I know you've been patient with me, man, so.
There you go.
All right. Okay, let me go ahead and refresh one more time. Boom. Okay, looks good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Don't hang up on me, okay? I want to make sure I keep to my promises here. So you're going to receive a text and an email. Whichever comes first, let me know. They both give you the same spot. I just want to make sure you see your invoice, and I'm going to direct you how to so you can see everything to break down, okay?
All right, perfect.
Yes, sir. All right, just went through on my end here, so let me know what comes there.
Looks like the email I just got already. Yep, so I got the email. And
okay.
Actually says, hello, Tracy. And I got the text, too.
Awesome, man. Awesome. All right. Whichever one you want to go through, as long as you choose the initial invoice one, and when you pop that open, there will be a spot where it says, click here to accept subscription terms or something like that. You see that?
Yep.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah.
Pop that open, and I'm going to stay here with you. There's going to be everything that we discuss is going to be on there, and actually more. There's going to be also other packages that you can upgrade to in the future if you decided to do that. Just
perfect.
A short description of those. But read through it carefully. Once you get to the bottom and see everything is in there, there's a checkbox that catches everybody. They always miss it. You just got to click that and then sign the name as it shows on the card, though, okay? So it'll be Tracy Brown. But before we do that, let me know if you have anything here. I'm going to be here with you, okay?
Yep. Yeah, I'm reading through it now.
All right. Beautiful.
Let's see. So on the Facebook ads part of this, I'm going to manage that side of things.
Yes, sir. I just want to make sure I put in
on it, but I can't.
Yeah.
But I somehow figured Facebook out and advertising. I don't know what I did. But every ad I put up there just kills it. And, I'm very protective.
Okay, no worries.
I might give you guys rain at some point. I might say, yeah, go for it, and we'll see. But
hey, as long as you communicate with us, that's all we ask for.
Yeah, vice versa, yeah.
Yes, sir.
So it looks like Facebook ads are included at $100.
Yep. I mentioned to you, the price doesn't change if we don't use it, so I'd rather put that money towards something rather than not.
Yeah, let's spend $100 on Facebook ads if it's already included in there. I'll let you guys
$100. Exactly.
If it works, I'll give you a lot more of my money.
If that's the case, though, let me know so that way it's going towards that. It's not going to be something where you're like, I'm paying more towards the company rather than putting it towards the ads. So anything of upgrade or anything like that of your package, let me know so that way I can keep to my promises on that, giving you the lowest pricing, okay?
Yeah. So whatchamacallit? Yeah, like I said, if I'm spending $100 on Facebook ads already, let's try. And if you guys got something and it works better than what I got going, we'll do a lot of different stuff. So right now we spend roughly $700 a month on Facebook ads alone. So,
wow. Okay.
So I did go ahead and click confirm. I just sort of ran through everything and it brought me the local splash username password thing.
Perfect. Okay. So that you don't have to do anything further from here. So tomorrow when our technicians call you from that 877 number, they're going to show you how to maneuver through that and show you the password and login for it, because that's going to be, honestly, your next best friend. All right, Kenny. So anytime, you know, some customers actually might even reach out through there too. So keep an eye on it, but you'll see the fruition come to play, your traffic, the keywords are working, what's not working very well. So they want to show you how to maneuver through there, because that's going to be your next big thing right there. Okay.
All right. Awesome. Hey, before we get going, can you do me a favor, and at least maybe you know the answer to this. Where do I go on my Google business page to kick the other company off?
So that's tomorrow. When you talk to our guys, they're the ones that specialize in that. I have an idea what they're going to probably say and stuff, but I don't want to give you wrong misleading information. I never tell you something I don't know. But
yeah, I'm just trying to, like I said, because I still haven't called them. I'm going to call them as soon as we get off the phone and say, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's actually on my list of things to do today.
I'm going to start off with saying this. If that's that, then say, hey, listen, I want my rights back for the – because our team manages it. We don't, you know, we don't do any further from that. So we do need somehow to get the access for it, right? So you just need the access to it. That's all you need from them.
Yeah, that's what I'm just trying to kick them off. Yeah, but when we talk tomorrow, if I haven't figured it out, I'll do that, because I know I'm going to give you guys access to it as well.
So. Yeah, yep. If you have any troubles or anything like that, ask away for these guys. Pick their brain, you know?
Perfect. All right.
Yes, sir. Kenny, it's a pleasure talking to you every time, man. Congratulations on the marriage again, and welcome to the family, man. I know you're going to do really well here. Just make sure not to forget tomorrow's phone call, okay?
No, I won't. I already wrote it down. It's on the schedule at 4 o'clock.
For sure. All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right, man.
Hey, you take it easy. We'll talk to you later, okay?
You too, John. Thank you.
My pleasure.